Retirement isn't just about having lots of free time. It's about making the most of it. Hi, I'm Pauline Field, and this is today's episode of Wit, Wisdom, and Wrinkles. So, retirement shouldn't feel like an endless vacation or an endless weekend. It's got to have some structure. A great daily routine can really help you stay energized, motivated, and excited for each day. Otherwise, why get up in the morning? You know, vacation and weekends are just fine when we don't have them all the time. But if that's all that we have in life, it gets boring, makes us restless, uncomfortable. So today, I'm going to share just some simple ways to build a retirement routine that keeps your life fulfilling and fun. So I know I've said some of this before, so if you just need to spin through it, fine. But it's so important, it needs to be said again. Well, first of all, morning rituals. What are your morning rituals? It could be grabbing a cup of coffee and sitting and reading through all your news feeds. It could be putting on your shoes and jogging outfit and go out for a jog. Or taking the dog for a walk first thing. Whatever it is, doesn't matter. But it's something that you just can count on that, yeah, this is what I do first thing. Movement and wellness has to be part of the structure of your day. How are you going to move your body? Is it with exercise? Is it with activities? But, you know, as one of my clients does, he grades himself every day. And one of the things he grades himself on is how fit he keeps himself. So, what can you put in your day that is part of your structure? And the same goes for what you eat. Do you graze all day and then say, ah, I probably would have been better off if I had two or three meals? So, whatever is right for you as far as what you should eat and when you should eat, structure it. Make sure it happens. Make the time. Meaningful activities. If we don't have meaning in our lives, that's when, you know, life is just not fun. It's not enjoyable. We get cranky. We get quiet. We tend to isolate. None of that is good. So we have to do some meaningful things, whether it's hobbies or volunteer work or a paid work. Or creative projects. It doesn't matter, but you need something. Social connections are also vitally, critically important. Who are you going to connect with? Who are you going to engage with today, each day? How is that going to be structured as part of your routines, part of your patterns of the way you live your life? And of course, all of this should be balanced with downtime and fun. I love to have a nap sometime in the day. I love to sit and read a novel sometime during the day. Really, just it balances everything out. So, whatever that is for you, Make sure you put it in there. So your retirement should feel exciting, not aimless. What's your favorite plan for your daily routine? Drop it in the comments. I'd love to hear. So thank you for being with me today. I hope you have some laughter in your day, and I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.